The recording has started.
Thank you, Kim, and thank you, everyone, for joining the call. Welcome. Today, we will talk about the last preparations for ICANN 62 and a little bit about the membership to the working group, since we need to do a little housekeeping and any other business if you have them. So if we can please start by displaying the CCNSO block schedule, please. Thank you very much. So as you can see, there is not much change, only that we have confirmation that the CCNSO Council will take place on Wednesday afternoon. And a little change also is the timing of the CCNSO cocktail, since we usually have it just after the last session in the day, but we were requested to have it after the hour that was explicitly separated to be for community networking reception from ICANN. So Kim, would you please tell us a little bit about how the cocktail is shaping up?
Hi, Alejandra. Yes, thank you. So we have confirmation, just received the contract today, that we will have a CCNSO outreach event, is what we're calling it, at the cocktail. It will be at the Hard Rock Hotel. I'm at the Hard Rock Hotel on the 62nd floor terrace. It will be sectioned off for a private event. We'll have a full 2 hours. We'll have food and an open bar. There will be announcement cards so we can further acknowledge the sponsors. However, you won't use those to get in. There will be wristbands. So everybody who will attend will have to have a wristband. We have a limited number of spots, so we're going to use them sparingly. But you do need to have a wristband. There will be security at the door. They've assigned us 2 security people to watch the door for the event. So I will save the date out once we get the contract signed and sent back. Other than that, I don't have any other details unless you have any questions for me.
Thank you very much, Kim. It was perfect, and it sounds like we will have a lot of fun. I'm not sure if anyone has any questions for Kim regarding the cocktail. I see none. So, thank you very much, Kim. With this, I also want to let you know that the general schedule will be published in June 4th, that is on next Monday. So then you will see what everyone is going to do during the meeting. So please, can we move to the draft agenda, please? Thank you very much. This draft agenda is what we have seen last time, only that by now we have all session chairs confirmed, invited and confirmed, of course, and also all the presenters have been invited. There was also a call for volunteers for a GDPR-related session, and we received a response from Nick Wenban-Smith from .UK, and he was kind enough to volunteer, and he was put in the CCTLD news session. Also, we asked Peter Van Roster directly if he could give any summary of the region, and he said that unfortunately it was a little bit too early to present something now, but he said that he would be very happy to present or moderate in Barcelona for this topic. And that's what we got so far. So let's have a look briefly. So we start the CCNSO members meeting as usual with the opening and welcome from Katrina, then by the local CCTLD manager, and then a summary of the highlights by me. Next session is the CCNSO working group updates, and after the coffee break, we go to the policy session. Can we move a little bit forward, please? Thank you. We, after lunch break, there is the special European Council elections questions and answers with the candidates, and it will be moderated by Debbie. And after that, the joint CCNSO and GAC session. After coffee break, we don't have anything scheduled in the CCNSO members meeting day, so people can go to the cross-community sessions regarding GDPR. At the end of the day, of course, we have our CCNSO cocktail that will be very high in the 62nd floor. Can we move forward, please? Thank you. Now on Wednesday, there's the Natural Disaster Recovery and Business Continuity Planning, and it's already been shaped by Jacques Latour. A call for presenters was sent, and it's on its way. We have, after that, a session with the CCNSO appointed board members. After coffee break, I can update and an accountability session. And after the lunch break, we have a very important session that I would pretty, will be very nice of you if you would pay attention on how we can collaborate with this session on how to increase the participation in the work of the CCNSO, if there's anything we can do. And also after that, we have the CCTLD new session. After coffee break, PTI session, and we end the day with a council meeting. Does anyone have any comments or observations? If not, let me tell you that also there will be a prep session for the chairs of the meeting sessions. They have been sent already tips and tricks on how to make the session lively and more engaging with the audience. And and I think we are ready. As you can see now on your screen, sorry for not telling you okay beforehand. This is the tips and tricks that have been shared with the chairs. Basic things as to prepare together with the presenters, review the slides in advance, prepare questions so there can be some conversation or discussion with the audience, organize interaction with the audience if possible, and remember that we have remote participants. Oh, that brings me to a question. Are we going to use Zoom for the remote participation, or what are we going to use if somebody please know this?
Hi, Kim, this is Yoko. Would you like to comment on this perhaps?
I can see, thank you, Yoke. I can see in the chat that Kim says that we are hoping for Adobe Connect. If this is not too much trouble to ask, why are we not using Zoom? Zoom is so nice.
Alejandra, I have a preference for Zoom as well, but I don't make the decision, so that's... unfortunate, but we are for the face-to-face meetings, the AC is actually a better tool.
We have a question on the chat. We can change to Adobe or Zoom. I don't think we have a choice, Svetlana, apparently. In my experience, I like Zoom better just because the audio is so nice. I think the other tools are almost the same on both. And also what we don't have in Adobe Connect that we do have in Zoom is the certainty that the that what we are presenting will show as it was intended and not to be checking if the presentations are, compliant with Adobe Connect. And Yongam agrees with me, audio in Zoom is better. And to me, that's the definite highlight of Zoom, other than it has a cleaner view to it. Anyway, well, thank you, Kim, for the clarification. And hopefully next week we'll have the official announcement. And again, another tip and trick that we let our chairs be aware of is the use of the temperature of the room cards, and to think this in advance and to prepare the audience that these will be used so that the session runs smoothly and not, and that people are not looking for them while the question is being asked. So this is what was sent to the chairs, and there will be an on-site briefing with the session chairs. We are still not sure on the date, or do we know something yet, Yoke? No.
Hi, Alejandra. No, we have no information yet, but we'll send out something as soon as I know.
Okay, thank you very much, Yoke. So if you would like to join us in this prep session, as soon as we have the information, please be free to join and participate. And if there is no comment regarding the prep session for the chairs, we can move to the next item on the agenda, that is the satisfaction survey. The format that will be displayed soon in Zoom is has worked very well so far, and we will continue to use it. I believe it's very simple, to the point, and we have gotten more feedback the past meetings since we used this format than before. I'm not sure if it's a consequence of the new format or people are now more aware that it's good to give feedback, but this is good. So we will continue to use it. The questions are very simple, as in overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied with the ICANN 62 CCNSO members meeting, and you can choose from the options. And then how would you rate the following items, from excellent to very good, good, fair, poor, or not applicable? And the relevance of the presentations, relevance of the sessions, opportunity to exchange information with other participants, quality of the presentations, information available online, organizational arrangements during the CCNSO members meeting, for example, timing, remote participation arrangements, and if other, we ask them to please specify. Then some open questions: what aspect or aspects of the CCNSO members meeting went particularly well? What needs improvement? And if we can move a little further from the, thank you. Then we ask, what topics would you like to see in the next CCNSO members meeting? And if there are any other comments, questions, or concerns that we should be aware of. So far, this is what we have as a satisfaction survey. Do you have any comments or suggestions? Should we leave it like it is? I see no comments, so I think everyone agrees that this is a good format. And also, you can see in the bottom of the page that there are some interview questions. These interviews, normally, we ask the help of the people involved in the onboarding program, in the ICANN onboarding program. We have a couple of mentor and mentee for the CCNSO. The mentor is Elena from .RS, and the mentee is Ignacio from .PY. And we have asked them if they will be willing to do some interviews during the meeting. And they said yes. So these are some of the starting questions for the interview, as in how did you feel about the CCNSO members meeting here in Panama? What did you like best about the CCNSO members meeting? Suppose that you could make one change that would make the program better, what would you do? And then what topics do you like to see addressed at the next CCNSO members meeting? So this is another way of, for us to gather feedback, and since it's person to person, as in live, it gives the opportunity to gather even more feedback. And since these are starting questions, maybe people would like to say something else, and we will know. So after the meeting, we get a summary of the interviews that that Yelena and Ignacio will make, and then we will see what we gather. Thank you, Svetlana, for saying in the chat that this is a good format. Do you think we should add any other question to the interview? Okay, I see no further suggestions. So that's it for the preparation for ICANN 62. Thank you, Barak, for your comment. Now, this is something that I wanted to bring to your attention. Regarding the membership to this working group. First of all, I'm not sure if this should stay as a working group because it's constant. So it's not like we will close it soon. So I was thinking of asking the council to make this a committee because it's standing for every single ICANN meeting. What do you think? Does that make sense?
I think it makes sense, actually. I'm trying to find in my memory how this started because I was here since the beginning, and I really don't know why we called it working group. I remember that at the beginning we have ambition to create also a guidelines, which kind of was done, and I don't think it's used anymore. So turning this into committee makes sense to me, Alejandra.
Thank you very much, Andre. What guidelines are you referring to?
It was a document written by me and Gabby long, long time ago. I'm not sure if it's still really useful. So I just remember we did that. I can try to find it in my archives, but it might be, you know, more than 5 years old. So I don't know if it's useful anymore.
Well, if you can find it, if it's not too much trouble, maybe you can share with the group and then we decide if it can lead us to something that we can use.
I will try my best. I will send it to you, Alejandra, and you will decide if it's worth to look at it, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Andre. Young M says on the chat committee would be better. Svetlana says it makes sense. I support. Okay, so we are doing this. So thank you very much. I think it makes sense to be a committee. Also, since there is a charter for this working group, although we will request for it to be a committee and maybe things will change, right now we have something and that that says the terms of duration of membership to the working group. I will post it here in the chat. So this is the charter of the working group. I'm not sure if we can display it right now, Yoke. Do you think it would be possible?
Hi, Anna-Kalma. Give me a minute and we'll display it right away. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Yoke. So, since we were talking about terms, what I would like to address here is if we should I'm thinking of the words here, as in, should we ask the working group to renew their commitment to the working group? I think it's worth to do a research on when was each of us appointed to the working group and see if we are if we're willing to stay, if we're allowed to stay, or if we should request a new call for volunteers. What do you think?
Actually, I'm looking at the charter and it says me that I should be out for like four years ago, so it's earlier. I'm happy to follow the rules if you think, because I'm happy to leave. But I think it might apply for some more members here which are very active, so maybe you should reconsider this, actually.
Yes, thank you, Andre. In my case, I think I have only one more year to go, according to the rules. So, and I'm not planning to leave in just yet, but... yes, Barak?
I think I would like to address this from two perspectives. One, you have raised the need for the working group to be converted into a committee due to its ongoing nature or its ongoing work, which is a good idea. And of course, there's also the aspect of the charter and what the charter speaks to. Looking at what is going on in the CCNSO at the moment, where the few available resources, and by this I mean councillors and other members that are available to participate in various activities, are stretched. I think it would be ideal to apply the spirit of the charter in the sense that to send out a call to see who is willing to proceed or to continue serving as a member of the working group, and probably who is willing to drop out, and to look at whether it is then possible to add new members if there's a certain threshold that is required. My thinking is, assuming the CCNSO agrees to make this a committee, then it assumes probably a new form of life. And my assumption is the terms of the members will start afresh if it becomes a committee, because it's no longer a working group. So I would suggest that we look at it from that perspective.
Thank you very much, Barak. I really like your suggestion, and I hope that we can start afresh, as you pointed it out. Of course, I will need to ask for the council to let us know what they think. I'm going to read Alan's post in the chat. He says, I see that the charter of the working group says that the charter is to be reviewed in 3 years. The charter was written in December 2015 and approved by the council on March 30th, 2016. So the charter is up for review. So perhaps the decision on forming a committee might be considered in the context of this review. Oh, thank you very much, Alan. So we are right on time. Okay, so if you agree, then I will request the secretariat to review all of our memberships, as in when we were appointed to the working group, and then request for the council to do a review of the charter and to make it a committee. And then review how we shall proceed with the membership. I agree with Barak that we should, after talking with the council, see for a call of new memberships. And yes, I think it's worth sending an email to each and every one of us just to confirm if you are willing to stay in the working group right now, and then we'll see what happens when we transform this to a committee, if we are allowed to stay longer. I believe that we will, because we are doing a good job, so I don't think that will be a problem, but since the rules are the rules, then we will see. Does that sound okay with everyone?
You're not doing good job, you're doing great job. I agree, thank you.
Okay, then that's what we will do. And please be be aware of your inbox to reply for the email that we will send to confirm your participation or not to the working group future committee. Thank you very much. If there are no other comments regarding this agenda item, is there any other business that anyone would like to raise? Okay, I see none. If there are no any other business, I don't have any other business. May I ask the secretariat if there are any other business?
Hi, Lakama, this is Yoke. I think we covered everything today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Yoke. If that's the case, then thank you very much for joining. And we end a little bit earlier. So have a good rest of the day and see you soon in Panama.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you all. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.